To hear these sounds in their entirety, visit the Mystery Box on our website, constellationsounds.org/mystery-box. Constellations is a community of listeners, investigating the world through sound. The mix engineer is MM. The graphics are designed by JS. Want to contribute to the next Mystery Box? Visit constellationsounds.org/mystery-box/contribute. This Mystery Box will, non-violently, self-destruct in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1.
Hey, this is Anya.
And this is Peter.
And we're from Rock and Roll High School every first and third Wednesday at 8 p.m.
And you're listening to WGXC, Acre, Hudson, Catskill, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, baby. Wow.
Hi, I'm Andy Reid.
And I'm Mike Porter.
Tune in to Catskill Cabin Getaway on WGXC, Acre, 90.7 FM.
On each show, invited guests will be asked to discuss a number of items that they intend taking with them on their Catskill Cabin Getaway. As we discuss their chosen items, it is hoped that you, the listener, will enjoy getting to know that person a little bit better.
Please donate to WGXE to keep shows like Catskill Cabin Getaway going by visiting wgxe.org/donate or by calling 518-697-7400 to set up your sustaining pledge.
Thank you, and we will see you at the cabin.
Hey there, I'm Brendan Donegan, host of the Playing Favorites show, heard on WGXE every Monday morning. A few weeks ago, I was driving through Hudson, looking for a parking space, and turned on the radio to hear a sad collection of teeny bopper tunes, stale oldies, and blustery call-ins. I eventually found 90.7 FM. The morning show was on, and Tom Rowe was playing some blazing hot rock and roll. It was Chris Forsythe, my latest guitar hero. Now, you won't hear Chris on other stations in Columbia or Greene counties. That's what's magical about WGXE. Tune in anytime, and you'll likely hear something new and interesting. Did you know that for as little as $5 a month, you can help keep WGXE an oasis in a sonic desert? Just click donate at WGXE.org or call 518-697-7400 to keep creative community radio for open ears on the air for you.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXE's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXE 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Ruby's Hotel and Restaurant in Freehold, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXE sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxe.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Rebecca F. Ward reports in the Times Union that New York's cannabis regulators approved rules on March 10th that would give business owners with documented cannabis offenses the first chances in the state to open a retail cannabis store. Owners or a family member of applicants must have been ticketed or arrested for a cannabis offense in New York to get the first licenses issued in New York. The Drug Policy Alliance's executive director, Cassandra Frederick, said, and I quote, "The marijuana arrest crusade in New York law enforcement was targeted disproportionately at Black and Latino people, who compose nearly 90% of marijuana arrests, despite using at rates similar to white people," end quote. Adding that she was encouraged to see the state, and I quote, "attempting to innovate," end quote, with its policy decisions. A representative of the Office of Cannabis Management explained the policy. Axel Burnaby, the office's senior policy director, said, and I quote, "The dispensaries and retailers would be selling the product that would have been grown by New York farmers. We would be looking for individuals that come from communities that have been impacted by the overcriminalization," end quote. Even with the announcement, it may be more than a year before stores can open. Chris Alexander, the executive director of the Office of Cannabis Management, said, and I quote, "We're anticipating July or so for the application tied to these conditional retail licenses. I want to emphasize again, this is a small segment of the potential dispensary licenses, but we found it prudent to get this market off the ground as soon as possible," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that dairy farmers have been complaining recently about having to pay overtime wages to workers, the kind that grocery store employees get. Now they also want New York City not to ban chocolate milk because they say they will sell less of the dairy product. And they have Democrats such as Representative Antonio Delgado and Republicans such as Assemblymember Chris Teague on their side. Delgado said in a statement, and I quote, "It is critical that children have access to school meals that support their growth and well-being. I am deeply concerned by attempts to ban flavored milk from New York City schools," end quote. Delgado and other New York State members of the Congress have signed a letter objecting to the removal of chocolate milk from New York City schools. They include Republican Elise Stefanik, John Katico, Tom Redd, Claudia Tini, Chris Jacobs, and Lee Zeldin, and Democrat Sean Patrick Maloney. The letter said, and I quote, "Studies have shown that reducing or eliminating the availability of flavored milk in schools has led to overall decreased milk consumption and increased food waste. In fact, a study of Oregon schools by Cornell found total daily milk sales declined by 9.9% when flavored milk was removed from the cafeteria and was associated with 6.8% fewer students eating lunch," end quote. Teague agreed. Teague said in a statement, "Cold, refreshing chocolate milk with a school lunch is a small, timeless joy that has carried students through the challenges of academia for decades. The thought of taking this small treat from our children, along with significant revenue from our dairy farmers, is incredibly callous and reeks of nanny statism," end quote. The elected officials did not tout chocolate milk as better nutritionally for children, but instead focused on sales of milk for dairy farmers. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Ted Remsnyder reports for Columbia Green Media that six candidates are competing for three seats on the Catskill Village Board in the March 15th election. Jeffrey Holliday and Michelle Williams are running against each other for a two-year term, and Diane Petriani-March, Jamie Hyer Mitchell, Megan Henry, and Natasha Law compete for the 2 3-year terms. Petriani March works for the Catskill Central School District and is running on the Republican and Village Visions lines. Petriani March said, and I quote, "I'd like to improve the parks. I want to make them safe for kids to play. I want to continue to improve the sidewalks and create housing opportunities in the village," end quote. Hyer Mitchell works for Green Meadows Nursing and Rehabilitation Center and started the nonprofit animal rescue organization Higher Ground Rescue, and is running on the Republican and Village Vision lines. Higher Marshall says priorities include, and I quote, fiscal responsibility and to ensure that services like fire, police, and sewer and water are maintained efficiently and proficiently, end quote. I want to improve the infrastructure in the village and maintain village roadways, end quote. Holliday is an incumbent and a retired police officer running on the Republican and Village Vision lines. Holliday said, and I quote, I want to make sure we find a place for our community center. We lost it a couple of years ago, and we need something for our youth, end quote. Henry is a founder, executive director of Catskill Food Pantry, and private vocal teacher running on the Democrat and Action Party lines. Priorities include, and I quote, after-school programs for children and our teens, as well as programming for adults and seniors. We need daycare centers that are affordable. Right now, we have nothing, and our community is suffering from this. Williams owns Mermaid Cafe Bittersweet and is running on the Democratic and Action Party lines. Williams said, and I quote, there are many things that can be done to improve and help the village, i.e. affordable housing, revitalizing Main Street and village businesses, a community center, children and resident activities, affordable daycare, but it all comes down to funding and allocating the money to make these things a reality, end quote. Law owns the Juice Branch and is an incumbent Democrat. Law said, and I quote, we've created a filming ordinance and I hope to get it adopted once elected after a public hearing is set. This ordinance provides protection of the quality of life of residents, but also welcomes filming companies and provides much-needed revenue for the village of Catskill, end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, the National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory for the WGXC listening area, which will stay in effect from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Saturday. There will be rain and snow between 8 a.m. and 9 p.m., then all snow after 9 a.m. with the temperature falling to around 25 degrees by 5 p.m. A new snow accumulation of 3 to 5 inches is possible. More snow is expected on Saturday night before 7 p.m., then a chance of snow showers between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 16 degrees. And on Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 33 degrees. And Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 25. And that is your weather update from WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Are you tired of your flying saucer always breaking down on your way to Mars?
Wish you could get more bang for your whoopee at the gas pump?
Well, here at Flying Saucer Mart, we have the perfect flying saucer for you.
It goes as fast as light. It comes in a variety of colors and only costs you 75 whoopee.
Come down to 375 Bionic Ave in Pluto City and fly home with a new used flying saucer today.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Beth R. of Acre, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You're listening to Wireless Reconnaissance, Broadcast Surveillance, Transmission Art, and more Saturdays on WGXC 90.7 FM Creative Community Radio.
added, I'm not the right man for this.
Lock all the windows and shut all the doors and get into the house and lie down on the cot of floor. Talk back to the radio, think loud in the car. I miss everything now, will work nothing at all. So lock all the windows and shut all the doors and get into the house and lie down on the cot of floor. Talk back to the radio, think loud in the car.
That was the 2022 single Back to the Radio from Porridge Radio on the radio at WGXC.
Number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine.
Nine. Here's a 2022 new music track that I'm not quite sure what to make of. It's Jack White from the White Stripes and Q-Tip from a Tribe Called Quest collaborating on Heidi Ho.
Vibrate. I'm on a high and low and mean.
Yeah,
but it's
off. How do we miss it?
Number 8.
Here is 2022 new music from The Lumineers, their album Bright Side. It was recorded with producer Simon Felice of the Felice Brothers, and one of the Lumineers apparently lives in Palinville. He recorded the Palinville Firehouse Siren that you can hear at the beginning of this song. It's called Remington.
Number
7.
Here is Bread, the 2020 single from John Kolpitz, Kid Millions from Oneida and Man Forever. And this track features drummer Greg Fox, who was once an intern at Wave Farm, and Noah Hecht from Porches and Fiery Furnaces.
Thank you.
number
six.
Rama is the name of the 2022 track there from Umari Sangari on the radio at WGXC.
Number
from the year 2022. That was Flight to Sodom from Matmos on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM, your home for new and interesting sounds.
Number
on reeds, Chad Fowler on piano, Matthew Shipp. That was Chapter 8, 2020 track on the radio at WGXC.
Number
2022 new music there from Kamisi Washington. That's The Garden Path.
Number
two.
Come on, then.